Jesus, Jesus, we thank you, Jesus, eternal energy. Thank you, Holy Spirit, divine light of Christ. Thank you for directing us, guiding us, and giving us eternal strength. Glory to you.
We thank you, Son of God, Jesus, the Son, the King, the ruling, reigning High Priest.
Yes.
You are High Priest, our Father, our Creator. Thank you for sustaining the earth. Thank you for coming to this earth. Thank you for being over the Holy Spirit and giving everybody the Holy Spirit that deserves it. We thank you for that. We thank you for your blood sacrifice. We thank you for coming as a child so you know how we feel. You know all our feelings. Any kind of disease, any kind of ailments, you know.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus, for coming here. Thank you for your love for this planet. We praise you in the name of, in your name, Jesus.
Jesus, baby, we adore you, sweetheart. Glorious Son of God, Son of God, Son of Man, who came down in human form. We adore you so much. We sing praises to your holy name. We exalt you and thank you. Like my sweetheart brother told you, and let me praise how you came down to earth. You know what it's like to have ligaments out of place, different body parts need healing. We thank you, dear, dear, sweet Jesus. Jesus, sing a new song. Jesus, ding, dong, dong. We adore you forever and ever and ever as we sing praises to you. Glory to you in your great and almighty name, Jesus, Jesus.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, divine comforter. Yes, baby, we love you. Thank you for being around us 24/7. You're always here. You're in us, you're through us, throughout the whole universe. We love you. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for the wisdom that you give us. We thank you for all things. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your healing power, the same power that Jesus used to heal. Thank you for that power is still here today. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. And in your dynamic name, Jesus, baby.
Jesus, Merry Christmas, July 10th, 2016, in the year of our Christmas child, Jesus Christ, and the divine power of the Holy Ghost.
You got that right. You know what it is. It's Son of God University. We're back. Thank you for joining. People on earth, people in the heavenly realms, people in hell, we love you, we praise you. Yeah. You know we're going to acknowledge and we're going to get to that power in the name,
Jesus,
baby. The Son of God and Jesus, the Holy Ghost.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the thumbs. Can you take my nose off my thumbs, my brother? I got a nose on my thumb, mm-hmm. And he took my thumb off my nosey. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. 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 Susie. I tell you, sweetheart, the glory of Jesus Christ, the glory of the Christ energy. We are so thankful for this young lad that I know. My brother might know him in the United States of America, working at the, I won't say where he's working because he might not want his name on the air, but he works at a place over there in Edmonds. I'll just leave it like that. And sweet Aaron is an excited listener of our program, my brother, and he loves the energy, divine light, the divine light. He has already accepted Jesus Christ as the Son of God. He's been through a lot of hell and changes and researching a new age, dark age, new movements, old movements, finding the pathway. And I meant to mention that to you before we came on the air. Him and some of the other brothers are excited in his family. And I'll tell you off the air who he is and the name of the place where he works. And it'll come to you because you've been there in the United States of America. I think, I did say that. Did I say the city? Well, I might have said it, but if you heard it, cool. If you didn't, that's cool also. But glory to Jesus. The good news, this young lad is happy to know about the divine light of Jesus Christ. The divine light of Jesus Christ is the light of every mind. It is the light that was with the fifth element in the motion picture who activated the power, who was on the earth working under the administration of Jesus, working for Jesus, proclaiming the everlasting Godspell of Jesus Christ today. This great light of Christ, my sweetheart, loving children in the world, throughout the heavens, the hells, and the paradise, It is just wonderful to know that this great Spirit of Christ Jesus is the reality, is the scoop of all life. The light of Christ is the motivator of all energy. The Holy Spirit love. The Holy Spirit is in the jurisdiction of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This divine light of Christ, this divine eternal energy. This young a lad has told me that he has been energized, my brother, by this holy light of Christ, this divine Holy Spirit. He was illuminated, and I want to share that with you, how people are calling in, talking, visiting, letting us know throughout the planet that they are benefiting by Son of God University, Jesus Christ International. And we are so thankful for you listeners, as my sweetheart brother said, to listen to Jesus Christ International, because we are here to enlighten the world. We are here in the whole planetary system as permitted by the Lord Jesus Christ, that everybody might know the power of living, that Jesus Christ is real and as real as can be. Just like Muhammad Ali, the great boxer who passed on June 3rd of 2016, and we love him. He is a great boxer, and he, on his last, when he left the world, my brother, he all the organs shut down, but the heart kept pumping for 30 minutes, I believe? Yeah, 30 minutes. He had a time to chat with Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus appeared to him and blessed him and talked to him. And, you know, he's a Sufi Muslim. But Jesus, Jehovah came first and said, "Did you receive my son? I have a son, and he's great like you." The way Jehovah appeared to him, say greater, because see, Muhammad Ali is used to hearing, "I'm the greatest." And he knew about the I am inside, you see. And so the I am Christ-like is the greatest within each and every individual. And so the great Muhammad Ali, he listened, you know, with all the organs shut down, but the heart was beating. And during those 30 minutes, Jesus, God the Father, Jehovah, introduced him to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And as the blazing Jesus Christ appeared to Muhammad Ali in his wonderful last hours on planet Earth, Jesus put up his fist like he was going to box and got his attention, my brother. You see how Jesus is? He knows everything. He knows Muhammad Ali was the greatest boxer and still is. There is none like Muhammad Ali. Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Nobody knows him like Muhammad Ali. And, you know, he goes on in his great rhyming and boxing. And so, anywho, to share the news, Muhammad Ali has been trained and lifted in the paradise of God through Jesus. And I think that's fantastic. What do you say, my brother?
Oh, definitely so.
That's an exalted feeling to know that somebody that, you know, he's been a Sufi Muslim for years, and he studied on different occasions, and he knows Senator Warren Hatch, who is Republican Senate in Utah. He's a Mormon, and they two talked about each other's faith without controversy. I thought that was cool. They didn't fight scramble. They didn't fight to you up. They didn't put their boxing gloves on. They didn't have to. They got a boxer right there, Muhammad Ali, and they communicated. But the good news that Jesus Christ welcomed him into the kingdom of light, and he's in training in the spiritual form, for the spiritual body, to learn. That's why we're talking to people in different realms. There's celestial realms, there's terrestrial realms, there's telestial realms. And in those three degrees of glory, there are thousands upon thousands, maybe it's not millions, of different grade levels of spiritual consciousness. So those who crossed over and had to die, they do have training. They do have hope. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The spirit body continues even if a person decides to die, or, you know, through sickness or whatever reason. And if you notice, I said decide, because you do have a choice. Many people don't recognize you have a choice whether you want to live forever in your flesh body, and you can elevate to the heavens with your living body, as Enoch of old and Elijah, say John, Daniel, various different spirits, Moses, and many, many others, and the two spirits today. So it's like, it can be done, sweethearts. The Lord Jesus Christ does not discriminate. The Lord Jesus Christ offers the gift of life eternal. Life eternal means living forever. Living forever means nonstop living. You can live forever in your body if you receive Jesus Christ. And then after you receive the Messiah, the Holy Prophet, the Holy Priest, the Holy King, then you glorify Jesus Christ and you become baptized in his magnanimous name. And then you seek for the divine light of Jesus Christ, which is also known, a.k.a. Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the omnipresent, almighty power from Jesus Christ that's everywhere, been from the beginning of time, before time was time. This sacred, almighty energy, sweetheart, is the still, small voice talking in you, in your souls. Now, let me hit something in the United States of America real quick, probably 32 seconds or less. I'm not going to linger on the shootings that happened in the United States of America, but I'm going to touch on some of these. Now, we heard about the shootings in Minnesota, St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and over there in the state of Louisiana. I think it was Baton Rouge, my brother, I believe. Anywho, I'm sure people don't saw the news, probably got wore out by the news. They done seen it where the two young men were shot by policemen. They were black race, policemen were white. Now, am I going to call a race card? Heavens no. No, no, no. Because each individual will warn by the Holy Spirit how to act when the police stops you. You know, when they come up to you, the black race has a problem in getting over-aggressive. We have seen this too many times. Garner, New York City, Aaron Brown, or Michael Brown, and different other ones in other states and throughout the United States of America. Now, sweethearts, let me help you out. First of all, you need to listen to the Ghost Holy, or the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost talked to those people individually and told them how to act. You see, but when you get over feisty, something happens to you. If you're not in Jesus Christ, God help you. You notice I said God help you, because you're not under the grace of Jesus Christ. You're under the judgment of Jehovah God. So, first of all, you need the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father. And then, as the inner voice, the light of Christ, this Holy Spirit, divine light, is talking to every individual on planet Earth, even those who are unsaved, my brother, as we already know. And the inner mind, people give God a middle name, or they say, something told me, or my mind told me. Mrs. Alicia said, my mind told me, the Christ told me. Well, that's the Holy Ghost, the light of Jesus Christ, the fire, the light. Energy force is talking to each individual, sound like your own voice. It's the softness of the Holy Spirit. Espiritu Santo, Halekin Gaisi, the Holy Ghost, Yeshini Ishini, the eternal energy, sweetheart, is speaking to you. Now, so what are we saying? We sympathize with the police that got shot, the five in the United States of America, and I believe in Dallas, Texas, USA, and we sympathize with the candidates that get shot by the police, in Minnesota and the Louisiana states, USA. But let me emphasize that you have to listen to the inner voice. The inner voice tells you, don't go in your pocket and show the officer your gun or your ID. That's the wrong time. Officer says, get out of the car, and would you get out for me, sir? And then when the candidate says a few curse words or whatever it may be, resisting. Now, many people, my sweetheart brothers, you have checked and noticed, they have got their lives taken on purpose. Why? Because of an over-aggressive act or not a smooth move. Let me give you some tips like I did yesterday here. If you're stopped by the police in the United States of America and maybe anywhere in the world, stay in your car. Put your hands on the steering wheel, 10 to 2 position, so they can see that you're not a threat. Don't rush and get your ID out ahead of time. That's the worst thing you can do. You're fumbling around. They think you may have a gun. You're hiding marijuana or a drug. The best thing, when you sit in your car and you don't search for your ID until they come, if you have it in the glove compartment under your seat, tell them where it is. Say, I got to go under my seat. I got to go in my purse is right here or my pocket. Then the officer says, do you have any weapons? Either yes or no. You say no if you don't. If you do, say yes, I have a registered gun. Or if it ain't registered, just be up front. I have a gun or a knife. Still keep your hands on the steering wheel, common sense. You keep your hands on the steering wheel. Don't curse the officer out. They have a bad day too. Their job is not that easy, my brother, as you know. We know about some people in L.A. that we know that are cops or police, personal friends of ours. So we don't get belligerent. So, sweethearts, this is all a connection to the Holy Spirit within you. You have the intelligence talking to you, telling you, be smooth, be cool, do not, make a wrong move. Everybody hears that inner voice talking to them, but they don't respond to that voice, and it could cost them, it has cost them their lives. This is the power of Holy Spirit. Like I said, we sympathize with the lives that were lost and many, many others that were lost in the United States of America and around the world. And many want to throw the race card right away. Well, you know, I was shot because, or somebody, the families or the relatives or the movement or the Black Lives Matter group or whatever they may be. We're not against anybody. Don't get us wrong. We're not against any marching movement. If anything, I love protest. But it's got to be a good reason. It has to be get the facts first before you jump to conclusion. Because when you don't get the facts, it generates hate. Black on white on black. Or you hate this one, you hate that one. My brother heard something over the television or the internet. The lady said, she's a black lady. She said, any white cop that comes, I'm going to shoot first. That ain't the attitude either. You see what I'm saying, sweethearts? Why is this vicious cycle going? Because the people are failing to listen to the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Remember, poise and dignity is the name of the game. Even if you lose your life, you can say, at least I lost it in dignity. You see, you might go to paradise, you see. But you want to be in alignment with the light of Jesus Christ. You want to listen to the light of Jesus Christ. You want to glorify the light of Jesus Christ. How did you get the light from Jesus Christ? Receive Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Very simple. You repent of your sins, and you come to Jesus, and Jesus will guide you, direct you, and assist you. And then you want to come purified, you can receive that Holy Spirit, which is a vitality and a necessity, because it's divine common sense. And the scripture speaks so much about the Beatitudes in chapter 5, Matthew, St. Matthew, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. Love those that hate you. Do good to them that despitefully use you. If someone spit on you, say thank you. Rejoice. Don't spit back. If someone smites you on one side of the cheek, turn to him the other. Okay, is that's it, being beaten in the mud? No, Jesus is telling you respect, the art of respect. If a police call, if you get stopped by a police or any official or FBI, you know, just be mellow. Good dog. You know, don't say you so-and-so this or you pig this. That's low class, sweetheart. That's low class in any race. The name of the game, you, especially the saints, you must respect everybody, whether they're right or whether they're wrong. You know who said that? Tell them, my brother, who said that statement.
Jesus.
That's right. You see? Jesus. You heard it live from the both of us. Jesus. So this is just common sense. Common sense. Your attitude determines your altitude, your escalation, or your degradation. Whether you go up or whether you go down. Whether you live or whether you die. So there's 10 situations going on in the United States of America. And so we emphasize and we speak the power of love in this hour. And we don't hate anybody. You see, racism is one of the worst crimes to have. Racism is almost related to blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, one of the most negative, bigotry type of feeling that can, it goes up in your cells, and you draw cancer in your cells. You draw high blood and pressure and different things because you're generating hate. Remember, you don't want to generate hate. You want to generate love, sweetheart. Even if you get stopped and the police has a bad attitude and he even call you a few niggas, say thank you pretty much. You know, mostly like they won't do that today. We're not back in 1954. Some may do. But still, sweetheart, Fisher, you're a saint of Jesus Christ. You must be poised. Hear ye the voice of the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit is in charge of this program. My brother nor me, we didn't practice this program. We didn't plan to come out here and talk about the situation of the Los Angeles protest and the New York and the Florida, Seattle, Washington, and Texas. But the Holy Spirit knows that somebody and all the bodies need to hear this truth that you must listen to the Holy Spirit. You must not have this bigotry, hatred in your heart. And there's too much of bigotry going on. It's too much of animosity and too much of a feisty attitude. That's got to stop, sweetheart. You're going to be eliminated from your planet. You're going to be eliminated by your own self because you're digging your graves with your negative voices, your cursing, your bad attitude, your highfalutin attitude, or your going off the handle attitude, the adrenaline out of control. We've talked about this before. All control comes through and from Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ energy is the best remedy. I tell you, sweetheart, you can't go wrong. You can't go. I've been stopped by the police in the USA and various cities, and I was speeding real fast, my brother. I was only going 109. And you're not supposed to go 109 when the speed limit is 55. So I stopped. and I got pulled over. That siren rang. The cop came to me and said, "You know how fast you were going?" I said, "I think I was going about 92." He said, "You were over 100. You're supposed to go to jail if you go 105. I said, "Oops." But I was poised, you see. I was quiet. And he said, "Do you have any ID on you?" And I took the ID and showed him. He said, "Oh, okay, I'm going to let you go." With warning, no ticket, no nothing. I was on my way to work. Poise is the name of the game. Respect is the name of the game. The scripture said, I just told you, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, if they got it, your boss have an attitude, the police officer has an attitude, or appears to be, you be calm anyway. Not only because it's an officer, it's because it's the law of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our commander of the universe. We have to answer to Jesus. Jesus' teaching told us to love all humankind and to respect all humankind. Many of you saints don't believe it because look at the way you're acting. You're going out there like everything evolves around you. No, it evolves around me. Right, my brother?
It revolves around the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right,
my brother.
You heard
the divine Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's it, sweetheart. Now, you guys heard it. Don't get all bent out of shape because you heard a little sense of humor in there. Holy Spirit allows these sense of humor on purpose to get your attention because sometimes you'll be asleep or drunk or spaced out. Let me help you wake up by saying, glory to God, Jesus. Glory to God, Jesus. Glory to God, Jesus. Glory to God, Jesus. Love is the supreme key. Remember that. People in churches and in mosques and synagogues and kingdom halls and ashrams and temples and Tibets and various places, they need to teach the art of love, sweetheart. Because after all, we were all made out of one blood by, for, and through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our creator. You heard my brother pray to Jesus a few moments ago at the beginning of the anthem song, Carol of the Bells, and you got to realize that. If you claim to be a Christian and you don't worship Jesus, something is wrong with your crooked nose. I tell you, you need to wake up, sweetheart. You need to wake up. If you would say you are a Christian, you must be in love with Lord Jesus Christ. You got to call upon Jesus Christ. Because if you don't call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will be a deadbeat. And you don't want to be a deadbeat because you got to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the book of Matthew, we talked about it the other day, and we talked about it today. And the book of St. Mark, Jesus gave the command, you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. I am with all my muscles, everything in me, loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And the second commandment is like what thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, that's easy to do. What did you say? You heard me, my nigga, mate. It's easy to do. It's easy if you become in love with the Creator. Remember, you have eyesight, you have health, you have wealth, you have love, you have energy. There is no excuse for you not to give glory to Jesus Christ. You, especially those who live in the Western Hemisphere, the Western United States, even the Western world, USA, I tell you, you guys got it good over there in the 4th of July country. There's no excuse for that, you know, and technically for anyone all over the world. Why? Because Jesus Christ is Lord of the entire planet. People in Iran are coming to Jesus Christ. What did you say? Over there, where ISO develop and grow? Yes, yes, yes. People by the thousands, if not millions, are coming to the Lord Jesus the Christ. Muslims, ex-Muslims, they're repenting. They're recognizing that Jesus Christ is the true God in eternal life. 1 John 5:20, St. John, first chapter. In the beginning, Word was Jesus Christ. In the beginning, Word was with God, Jesus Christ. Jesus was with God. And the same Jesus Christ was the same as God. All things, and Jesus was in the beginning with God. All things are made by Jesus, and through Jesus, the light of Christ was manifest. Jesus Christ was manifest in the world through human flesh, and the light of Christ was inside of Jesus Christ. Remember, he was virgin born. Merry Christmas. He was virgin born by Mother Maria, or Mother Marie, or Mother Mary. So he was virgin birthed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost birthed Jesus into the world, sweethearts. That means Jesus is special. Jesus Christ gave his life's blood. Why do you not love Jesus, O ye Christian church? What has happened to you, O saints of the Most High Son of God? You need to wake up, sweethearts. You need to wake up, get on your knees, and talk to Jesus Christ. Stop neglecting Jesus Christ. Stop making Jesus a second-class citizen. Start making Jesus the supreme Lord of life. Remember, Jesus Christ is the Lord of this planet, and he's the Lord of worlds, and he's supposed to be the Lord of your life. If you are in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are infatuated with the Lord Jesus Christ, then your spirit can praise Jesus Christ as Holy Spirit, as the Ode of Solomon declares. We can praise Jesus Christ's spirit because Jesus Christ has given it to us because we repented to Jesus Christ, and we have received the gift of Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. That's the true Christmas story, not this flim-flam, lick-a-lotty, stick-a-plotty, pick-a-plotties. It's time to get serious and fun in the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is fun, baby. Jesus Christ gives this endless eternal energy. Think about it. This energy, the Holy Ghost, the Lord of hosts, who I love the most, sweeter than French toast, this Holy Ghost, this divine, ever-living power, my friends, this Holy Spirit keeps your flesh young if you accept Jesus' teaching, St. John 6 chapter. It tells you that you can live forever in your body. Your mind can be developed. Your mind can be purified by the Holy Spirit as you live in the Holy Spirit. How do you live in the Holy Spirit? Praise the light of Christ Jesus. Praise that eternal energy. Recognizing, giving meditation, giving stillness before this ghost holy. The Holy Ghost is at your disposal. The Holy Ghost is the breath of life within you. The Holy Ghost loves you most. Get excited, sweetheart. This loving energy loves physical bodies. Remember the book of Corinthians declares, we are temple of Holy Ghost. We are purified by Holy Ghost. We are sanctified by Holy Ghost. This holy light of Christ, this holy energy is ready and over-ready, over-anxious to enter your life. If we follow these principles, many black lives would be spared from police shootings and gang member shootings and other race shootings and Vietnamese gangs and all other gangs, sweethearts. The name of the game is love. Get the name of Jesus Christ and get the spirit of Jesus Christ and you can live, baby. You see, destruction is caused by your own overreaction in life. You must love all people. That includes police officers, military personnel, FBI, and most of all, you go up from the top president of the United States, the Senate, the Congress. The scripture tells us in the book of, I believe, the Romans, the 13th chapter, don't quote me, but I know it's the book of Romans, and throughout scripture, love those and respect those who have authority over the nations. Love those who are in power, man. Respect your government. Respect the heads of state. Respect the president of the United States. Well, I'm not a Democrat. Well, so what? Neither am I. I still love Barack Hussein Obama, the president of the United States of America. We might not agree with everything, but you know, citizens of America, citizens of the world, citizens of Jesus Christ Church, you are required by Jesus' law to love the president of the United States if you're in America. Technically, everywhere. If you're over in another country, you're supposed to love all leaders, really. You know, you love all the heads of state or the presidents of the world, the presidents of different nations. Why am I talking like this? I don't know, but the Holy Ghost knows. It ain't me. It's the Spirit of Christ in me that's directing this. I was going to give it 32 seconds on the subject, you know, what I said earlier, but the Holy Ghost is in charge, baby. And so we just glorify the Holy Ghost. So it is imperative. Why are we on the air? Why are we here? I could be out there sunbathing somewhere. Why are we here? Why could be swimming? Why are we on the air? To wake up the human race by Jesus Christ's direction. It's imperative that you know the art of love. It's imperative that you know that you must love the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't be saved unless you love the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot be happy unless you love the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, the love of Jesus Christ and the joy of Jesus Christ is your divine strength, saints. When you love all humankind under Jesus Christ, and regardless of race, creed, color, sex, national origin, and you just love for the sake of love, you are a wonderful person. You are a wonderful, blessed being. How does that come, my brother? You said to me the other day, we talked, it comes through living and loving Holy Spirit. People cannot love without the Holy Spirit. You cannot love without the Holy Ghost. We've been to churches where they say, I can't love. And my brother said, of course you can't love. You don't have the Holy Ghost. You see, because you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't love your neighbor. You don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't love even your fellow denominational Christian in your church. You can't love nobody. You just got a problem. You just out there and out to lunch without eating. But, sweethearts, the name of the game is you tame yourself by the light of Christ. Tame your tongue, have poise, action, and send love vibrations to all people. You will survive by Jesus Christ.
You got that right, baby.
Jah Jesus is life eternal.
Yes.
The power of the name, Jah Jesus. Going back to Jah Jesus being a being of light who came to this planet in a flesh body, just like you and I.
Yes.
But it was special. You know why? Because it was impregnated by the Holy Ghost. See, he wasn't impregnated like a natural man. He was impregnated through the Holy Ghost to Mother Mary. And so by impregnated, he was a pure spiritual being. He was a being of light. He was a special being. He is our creator. But he had to come to this earth to see how it is for these niggabites on earth to see how they live, you know. So he had to experience everything that you experience. That's why we keep saying Jehovah the Father has no jurisdiction on this earth. None. You know, you keep praying to him. Why? I don't know. Because Jah Jesus created it. Jah Jesus is the Lord of the planet. He is our Savior. He's our redempting Savior. It's Jah Jesus is the main God here. He looks like us. He walks like us. He built a body like us. He had a human body just like us. A human skull.
Amen.
A human nose, eyes. He has hair very long. He has a big, wide shoulders. See, he wasn't a wimp. I know a lot of people say, oh, he was skinny. It is, no. Jesus was very built and stout. He had a gold breastplate. He had, you know, he had a garment that was made by the angels. Can you check that out? It was made by the angels. He was a very rich king. He is a king.
Amen.
I mean, he's our God. He's our Savior. He came to this earth because he wanted a better way. You see, my brothers and sisters, Jehovah, as I said before, had worlds, and they were crashing. Atlantis, it was kept crashing. You know why? Because it was very delicate. The least amount of sin made it crash. Jesus came up with a plan. I'm going to have a planet here. I'm going to create a planet that if people sin, it doesn't crash. They can have another chance to overcome. Because the main reason he created this was we become gods and goddesses.
Amen.
So he created Earth. Now, Jesus created this, not Jehovah. Jesus and all his knowledge and intelligence created that. And he created our bodies. See, our bodies are different from other planets. Other planets have different kind of bodies. They have celestial bodies. We have a physical body, and it's dense. And it's Jesus had it, the same body, a dense body just like us. He experienced every pain just like we did. Every pain he knows. See, Jehovah doesn't know. He knows that he don't know.
Right.
See, Jesus experienced that. He came to earth, so he experienced all this. He lived on earth. He knows. So I don't know why in the hell you're praising Jehovah when Jesus came here and he's your redeeming Savior. Matter of fact, Jesus is the one that pleaded to Jehovah, please can I come in? And it was a long plea. It was a long time before Jehovah changed his mind. It was a long time. So you should really be grateful to this Savior because it was a long time. Then finally Jehovah said, you can have it. Remember, you're going to be in charge of this. You're going to be in charge of creating the earth. You're going to be in charge of creating the bodies. You're going to be in charge of the whole deal. I'm out of this. You're going to do it. All I'm going to do is sit and observe and cause good trouble. That's what the Father said. So, but you can do this. So Jesus created this earth. Even though you see niggas like shooting, all this crazy stuff, the other worlds are looking and say, God, what in the hell is going on in earth? See, there's no place like earth. It's other worlds. It's trillions of worlds. They see an earth. Earth is the lowest and the wickedest earth in the universes.
That's right. But yet,
Jesus is going to make it the greatest world by his plan. See, he has a plan that you can overcome within a 60-year or just a little more of life span to become a god or goddess. You see these other worlds? It takes them eons to overcome. Eons. And they, you know, here, it's a lifespan. You can do very quickly. They don't like it, but they envy it. See, people come here, you have to be qualified. You come here to earth one thing, to become a god or goddess. Not to work a job. You work that. That's a mission, yeah. But it's not your destiny. Your destiny is to overcome here. You come here as to overcome, like these other beings, like Enoch. He was an overcomer. But he was a seventh spirit, but he was an overcomer. He came, he overcame death. Remember, he walked with God until he overcame death, you know? So it's many thousands of beings that have done that, and they're still doing it. It's a continuation. It's not the end of this stop. It's many, but they don't say it a lot because it's more of a secrecy act because it's between you and your creator, God, Jesus. So as you come to this earth, you live, you have a purpose. Your purpose is to live God, Jesus' life, teachings. You can see in the world it's not happening. Look at all the shootings. Look at races getting against races. Really, it's ridiculous. You know, some of the stuff is blamed on the African-American male. The African-American male is too aggressive. Too aggressive.
That's right.
Out of control. When the policeman comes, you know, you don't call him a pig. You don't call him names. What's going on here? You address, he's the policeman. So, see, a policeman got to deal with all this. You got to look, if you were a policeman, you come to a nigger bite, this nigger bite is going to call you names. He may talk about your mother. He may do all this stuff. And then he has a gun. And then he's going to try to pull the gun, or he's trying to aim the gun at you. I mean, come on, you know. And then everybody's getting all wild up about this, why he was shot. He was shot because he didn't follow the Holy Spirit, my brother said, but yet he didn't listen to his divine comforter inside. And plus, it's just common sense. You don't do all these things when a policeman comes. You don't act the idiot, basically. That's what you're acting like. You know, you're acting the idiot. They come here, you get all wild up, and you call them names. You acting an idiot. That's what it is. You need to get it straight. You need to get your life in order with the cosmic Christ energy. You need to get the Holy Ghost through God, Jesus. That's the problem of the earth today. Everybody's out of control. And then you have all these other groups, oh, yeah, yeah, Black Lives Matter, all this stuff. That's just a bigger horror. For what? They cause their own death. You know, I'm not saying every policeman is an angel. They got a lot to deal with. At least you should respect them and see what they want. Like my brother said, he told you 101 how to deal with a policeman, because a lot of you just don't know. So he told you 101, this is what you do. You put your hand on the steering wheel before they can see, because a lot of these killings don't have to happen. But it's because you're not following the voice of Jesus Christ, and you're getting overly aggressive. You have a lot of anger, and that anger is coming to aggressiveness. And then after that, you get shot, then everybody starts getting aggressive. Like I said, the lady said that if a cop shoots me, I'm just going to shoot him. I mean, come on. It's getting way out of control on Jesus' planet. It's getting way out of control. Get it together, and you guys say you are Christians, you got to get together. And even if you're not a Christian, you still have the Ghost Holy in you. Everybody has the Ghost Holy. Jesus put the Ghost Holy in you. He put it in your consciousness, you know. But when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost by praising Jesus, repenting of your sins,
yes,
and calling on Jesus and worshiping Jesus, he gives you the baptism. He's the only one who can do it. Muhammad can't do it. Buddha can't do it. Only Jesus. He's the Lord. He's the King. He gives you that Holy Ghost. And then, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it energizes every cell in your body. There's a difference. You have the Ghost Holy in you, but the Holy Ghost energizes every cell in your body. That's why when it was Holy Ghost back in the day, people were getting delivered from drugs, demons, all kinds of stuff, sexual perversion, everything, because it goes to your whole body. It's a redeeming spirit. It transforms you, you know. It helps you. It protects you. You want somebody to protect you? Have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you live the life. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can. If something happens, even you, brother policeman, You have the Holy Ghost, nothing can touch you. Nothing. You say the name, nothing can touch you. Nothing can harm you. People say, well, I can't eat this. I can't do this. I can't do the microwave because of that energy. That energy is the light of Christ in action. It can't hurt you. The sun cannot. How is the sun going to? How would Jesus create a sun that's going to put danger into your skin cancer? You know why? Because you're living negatively. You have negatively going around you. That's why you get cancer. What does cancer come? An imbalance of cells. A balance of cells, some kind of rheumatism stuff, hatred, bigotry, jealousy, all that stuff. Only way you can get it out of it is through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost will purge you from all that. Like my brother said, you got to have the power, though. It's the power that does it. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. If you ain't got the power, forget it. You can try to love all you want. You can't love unless you have the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a power. It's an energy. It's a love substance. It's a wisdom substance. It's a power that protects you. It's a power that heals you. This baptism of the Holy Ghost is a power. Everybody needs the power. That's the problem of the earth today. Nobody has the power. Most people don't have the power. The churches don't teach it. All the ministers want, they want to pimp you. They want to take your money. They want your money. That's all they want. They're not teaching what Son of God University teaches you. That's why we have over billions of people listening, because they're hearing the truth. The truth is resonating in their consciousness. What my brother, loving brother is saying and what I'm saying, you feel it and you know it's true. And what the Bible says, you see, the Bible is getting you ready to resonate your consciousness. It's getting ready to open you up. It tells you how to live. Basically, you have that already in you. It's all in you. But we need to get reacquainted so we have scriptures that we read. And the scriptures help us. The scriptures are not to be worshipped. The scriptures are just a way of life to show you how to live. I know a lot of people read the scriptures and they think, oh, I know the scriptures. That doesn't get you into heaven, my brothers and sisters. Going to church doesn't get you into heaven. Going to a regular church doesn't get you into heaven. Going to Sunday school, teaching Sunday school, being on the usher board, singing in the choir doesn't get you into heaven. What gets you into heaven is submitting to the Lord Jesus Christ and living a life and having the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can't be saved without the Holy Ghost. You can say you're saved, but if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you cannot be saved without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost saves you. It's your redeeming energy. It redeems your body. It transforms you. You want to be transformed? Have you seen people that have gotten the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that they are transformed? They used to be a killer or used to be whatever. They're just a totally new person. That's what the baptism of the Holy Ghost do. It transforms you. It helps you. It loves, like my loving brother says, physical temples. It loves. Remember, you are the church. You are the living church. It's not such a building. That's nice and dandy. You are the church. You are, when they say go into your closet, go into your consciousness by yourself. Be still and know I'm going. Go into the I am present God within you. Pray to that God. It's not necessary that you go to the church and pray. You can, but the highest worship and the most detailed worship is with God Jesus himself and his Holy Spirit. In spirit form. See, we need to become spiritualized. We need to become more into the spirit. We're too much into just going through the motions, going to this church, going to this service, going to the pastor anniversary. That's not getting you nowhere. You're not going nowhere. You're not getting nowhere, my brothers and sisters. You need to be still. You need to worship God Jesus. You need to get the Holy Ghost. You need to start worshiping that Holy Ghost within you to be transformed. That's what you need to do, because without that, my brothers and sisters, this is going to be a sick world. That's why Son of God University is on the air. God, Jesus has us on the air for a purpose. Our divine mission is to get you guys in shape for what's going to come. You see, what's going to happen is that you have this atmosphere of heaven that's protecting us from this light of Christ. But as Daniel says, when that light of Christ comes seven times more than the sun, and when it starts coming through that atmosphere, Lord, help us. Lord Jesus, help you, because that energy is coming. And that energy, if you're not in the living holy and pure, it will burn you up. You're going to be discouraged unless you're snatched out by a God that's going to protect you and help you. That is the judgment. The judgment is not so much with God Jesus. God Jesus can't come in his glory until the Holy Spirit purifies this earth. And the Holy Spirit purifies us through all kinds of stuff. It could be earthquakes, it could be storms, it could be all kinds of stuff. But when the light of Christ comes, that's a new day. We're not going to have that protective shield is there now, so you can get ready to become a god. So when it comes, you're totally transformed. You are a god, or you go to the negative. It's up to you. You go to the god, or you go to the negative. That's what you're waiting for. People say that is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost. See, he has to come first,
right.
And you have to be ready for that. That divine energy. If you're not ready for that divine energy, everybody keep waiting for Jesus. You don't want Jesus to come because he's going to come too much glory. He'll burn you up. He can't come in his glory until after the Holy Ghost does this thing. When the Holy Ghost comes and he purifies this whole earth and he purifies you when he comes through here, and it's happening even today in some countries, they have to wear hats to protect them from that sun. See, that sun used to be yellowish, now it's whitish. That means that light of Christ is coming through more. It's penetrating, and sometimes you can feel it. That's why some people say, you know, cancer, you know, you get cancer by the sun, I got to do all this. No, you know why? You're not living a pure, unified life with God Jesus. Plus, you're not having the Holy Ghost. When you have the Holy Ghost, you're in direct contact with the light of Christ. You hooked up with God Jesus. You hooked up with that sun ball that's in the sky, that celestial ball, which is called the sun, the heavenly sun. You're not going to get any kind of diseases. You're not going to get any kind of burns. Nothing's going to hurt you. Nothing can touch you. You're in contact with God Jesus. You're not going to get all this radiation. People say, well, you can't have a phone and stuff. That's not, remember, all that is cosmic energy. Everything comes to energy. That's Jesus' energy is in every cell. Every cell, Jesus' energy is there. It's there in the wood, everything, God, Jesus' energy. So when that light of Christ comes, it's going to illuminate the trees. It's going to illuminate everything. Remember on the day when December 21st and 25th, remember when that light of Christ came then? It wasn't as just, remember when it came and the earth just stood. See, they don't talk too much about that. That all that light of Christ, people couldn't do evil. People couldn't do anything. If you had love, it would happen more. If you need a healing and you believe, it would happen. Remember, the bears came and hugged people. That's where they get the bear hug from. The right. Bears actually came and hugged. They were communicating with animals because that intelligence came. See, that intelligence is the Holy Ghost. That intelligence is in your mind. See, people say they're intelligent. No, you're not intelligent unless you have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost makes you more and more intelligent. The more intelligent you get, that's how you become a god. You have people on earth, they're very intelligent. Nope. They have this. Nope, you're not intelligent. That's where it came from, the intelligence of the Holy Ghost. That makes you intelligent. When you have the intelligence, you can do all things through Christ Jesus, because that's God Jesus' energy. That's God Jesus' energy is in you. It moves you. It grooves you, baby. You need that energy. That energy is your savior. It's your redeemer. It's the love substance of the universe. It's the wisdom that guides you. It's your protecting force. That energy is dynamic. It loves you to death. It loves human bodies. It wants to come in. It's knocking at your door. You say, I knock at the door. That's what your scripture says. It's knocking at your conscience. It wants to baptize you. But you have to love Jesus. You can't hate it. I know a lot of New Agers, they into a lot of stuff. When it comes to Jesus, they scratch him out. You can't do that, baby, because Jesus is the main ingredient, as our dear loving sister says. He's the main ingredient. That main ingredient is God Jesus. He's the ruler. He's the one that disperses the Holy Ghost unto you. It's only him. And as you worship him, he gives you the Holy Ghost. Then once you get that Holy Ghost, you start worshiping his spirit. And you can worship him too, because he's worthy, but Amen. You worship in that Holy Ghost that's within you, that divine energy. And you can feel it. See, it's a feeling. And when you get the energy, you start to feel more. You start to love more. Because remember, it is love and action on this third dimensional realm. That is the God on the third dimensional realm is the Holy Ghost, Jah Jesus energy, the light of Christ, the Ghost Holy, the Holy Spirit, the same thing. Don't get it twisted. It's the same name, my brothers and sisters. It's the same thing. That Holy Divine Spirit, the Ghost Holy, that is your comforter. It comforts you. It gives you peace of mind. A lot of you have tormented in your mind. You have all this. You need the Ghost Holy. A lot of you have all kind of negativity come to you. You have these monsters that come to you. You have these people they call aliens come to you. But big heads, those are demons. You need the Holy Ghost. They can take you over the street. That stuff is real. You see on X-Files, it's real. It's say on V. That's real, but it's in the dark side. You don't want to be dealing with the dark side. You want to be dealing with the light side. There is a dark side, and sometimes we may get into the dark side. It's a lot of negative dark side on here that will blow your mind. It's a lot of they, you know, but the point is, when you have the Holy Ghost, you don't have to deal with that. Jesus Christ's energy will protect you from all that. Get into his energy, my loving brothers and sisters. You need the energy. You have to have the energy in this last days. You see all the shootings going on. You need to be protected from that shootings. The only way you can be protected is not by saying, oh, I'm a Christian, I have a 5-pound Bible, and I say Jesus. That's really nice. You need the power, and the power, my brother, is in Jah. Jesus, baby.
You get that right, baby. You hit it right on the, what time is it? Time to praise the light of Christ, baby. It's time to get excited. It's time to get thrilled. You heard it live here at Son of God University, Jesus Christ International. We are all over the planetary system to let you know that freedom is for you. 2 Corinthians 3:17. As the Honorable Presidential Candidate Donald Trump quoted, the Lord Jesus is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord Jesus is, there's liberty and true freedom. So it's through this light of Christ. You're hearing it. And remember, the Spirit of Christ speaking to our brother says, the Holy Spirit will love you, will love the death out of you. You probably heard him like, if you have the death vibration in you, the Holy Spirit will love you the death out of you. Think about what he said. The Holy Spirit in you, because see, when you don't have the Holy Spirit, you have death vibration. Your negativity and destruction, and it's even worse than even physical death. It's like spiritual death. So the Holy Spirit can love that out of you and take it out of you as you submit to the light of Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, sweethearts. So this is a major deal. This is a major deal to love the Lord Jesus Christ. The canon, glory to Jesus Christ, the canon. Here it is, my sisters and brothers. We're out of time, but we're not out of life. We just love you, and may the Spirit of Jesus Christ guide you, direct you, and may you listen to that divine, still, small voice, the light of Jesus Christ. And you heard it.